little ways there.
Right. 8 inches maybe from the ceiling, something like that, it appears. I think that's the ceiling. Or maybe that's the underside of the counter. Or excuse me, it's probably a closet above it or a little overhead cabinet above the fridge area, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
that seems
like
to be
flat.
Yeah. We've installed a lot of fridges, as you can well imagine. Critical thing, and I've read the instructions about these too, but the critical thing is to maintain flow. And you don't want to have leaks, airflow leaks into the trailer. So on either side of that thing, it doesn't appear to be closed at all. So you want to make sure that that space behind the fridge, it doesn't have any easily possible method for the fumes, because not only is there the airflow over the coils to cool it going up there, the actual fumes from the propane combustion is going up that chimney as well. So, if it leaks into the trailer, you get potential carbon monoxide issues. So normally what they do is they'll build... They kind of seal the either the face of the fridge off, so all of the fumes and heat, etc., will go straight up that chimney. So he may want to build close off this, like the one of those bulkheads doesn't appear to go all the way to the underside of the cabinet, so that may need to be closed off there to operate properly.
Yeah. Because what Colin's saying is you're really trying to isolate the back of the refrigerator from the rest of the trailer.
Exactly.
And you're also trying to direct, because if you look at his picture, he has a floor vent where the fresh air is going to come in.
Yep.
So you're trying to direct that air coming in from the floor to go straight up past the back of the refrigerator and out the chimney without having that air have any way to come back into the trailer. It's like two separate air spaces.
And the better seal it is, you've got good flow there.
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised.
Your chimney can draw.
Yeah, because it's all convection operation there from the heat.
Yeah, and you can add fans back there and stuff. They do have little solar panel fans that you can put in there, and there's other muffin fans people have put in, with switches that turn them on, but these things are pretty nauseating to me, but it is possible to do it.
Yeah, and I did that on mine, and I've never needed them, so even in, Florida when I was in there, so that I was really impressed with the venting. But the other key thing, besides isolating that airspace behind the fridge to the rest of the trailer, is that you want to make sure that the fins on the trailer are within that airflow. So they really need to be as close to the wall there as you can.
Yep.
And if you have to, sometimes you could put like a piece of aluminum that might have a little curve to it to like direct the airflow. Like you might put it on the wall and then bend it around and rivet it back to the wall so that the air would go around that and then push it up toward the fins, because you want the air coming from the floor to go up through the fins of the back of the refrigerator and then out the chimney.
The more efficient all that works, the more efficient your fridge is.
And there's